Saturday. Well, the first day of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer is a wrap. Farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more.
The McCluskey, North Dakota area is dealing with D4 or exceptional drought conditions and has been all spring and summer long. Paul Hagen at Midstate Ag says there are areas where small grains and canola exceeded initial expectations, other areas not so much. But there is still potential for some of the corn and soybeans.
Like everybody else, they definitely need, you know, more rain. But that being said, I think they're going to be able to salvage and come out of it fairly okay. Depending upon when they were planted, what the conditions were when they were put in the reproductive state, they definitely need more water. We're at the end of that, but it might be enough to help a lot of the bottoms of the plants fill out. Is it going to be 40, 50 bushel? Probably not. But if a guy can salvage 30 out of there, that ain't too bad for this year.
Heading into fall, Pioneer field agronomist Larry Lunder says harvest management is important. Even on the better ground, there will still be drought-stressed crops.
We can't afford to let things stay out there indefinitely. We have to be very timely with our harvesting and get it off, because with these drier conditions, we're going to have the plant that is cannibalized a lot of times, the stock, in order to put what it can into the ear in a corn plant. We can have, even with soybeans, we can have susceptibility to starting to lose pods and pods splitting open on us. We have to be timely with the harvest due to all the stress conditions that the crop was under.
Day two of the tour starts in the Pingree Buchanan area and will work its way north to Brockett and Rock Lake, North Dakota. Find this special coverage on air, online, and on Facebook and Twitter. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.
Drought conditions even impacted the irrigated crops at Tappan, North Dakota, east of Bismarck. Neil Fanta said the pivots struggled to keep up.
Yep, it was just, I think we'll have maybe a little below average crop just because we couldn't get the amount of water on, and just the extreme heat. It was hard to keep up, 90 degrees several days in a row, and just couldn't keep up all the time.
And while there doesn't seem to be any pollination issues, Fanta says you can see the difference between hybrids.
Well, actually, I was really impressed how the pollination is in this field and most of the irrigated fields. I think you must have kept up good enough to do a good job of pollination. I guess I do see the difference in hybrids a lot more this year as far as drought tolerance, something that maybe on a pivot you normally don't see, but we're seeing it in here this year.
And over in Douglas, North Dakota, is almost ground zero for those drought conditions across the state. Brooks Heer at Heer Farms Seed says it's ugly out there, but there are bright spots.
Well, everybody knows it's been an exceptional year with the dryness and heat, everything combined, wind. It's been ugly. But, it's amazing what things can do with our farming practices, the genetic we have, things. Things have came through remarkably well. Not that it's a good year by any means, but things are coming along okay.
And one of the bright spots has been the soybeans.
One area that I've seen that is really surprising is our soybeans. It's amazing how well they've held on through how many 100-degree days we've had and absolute lack of rain. We have caught the beans look to be feeling good. And, we're optimistic. It's not going to be a banner year on the soybeans, but they do look good.
And our update from the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. This is the Red River Farm Network.